evening, everybody. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. You are, and I am. But sometimes our design is coming from a place inside that we don't even know what it is. So what are you designing from your subconscious, from karma, other lives, from what your mom did, your dad did? What on earth are you designing your life from? And are you stuck a little bit? Should we get each other out of the potholes that we get into when we start running old programs unwittingly? I remember the first time many years ago and somebody said, well, we're creating it all. And I burst into tears and said, God, I might have, you might not, I hope you're not going to be offended. But anyway, I cried and said, I should have stayed Catholic because it felt so judgmental. But you know what? And all of Catholic isn't judgmental, so don't take that wrong. But in any case, I guess what's really interesting, when somebody tosses out a line like that, and in metaphysics we're kind of cheeky with some of our cliched lines, it really is hard, even now, after so many years on the path, to actually know from whence we are creating. What kind of thoughts and feelings and attitudes and beliefs and all these other things that go on underneath the surface of our minds are we creating from? And as I keep mentioning that I have been exploring the oneness blessings, and some of you know what that is. There's a wonderful guy named Michael Klingerman that I was listening to today at the Oneness Blessing Group here. And he was talking about, he was a very awakened kind of being, which is a big discussion. Like, what is it to be awakened? And apparently it's a state of being where you really can't tell by looking at someone unless you're very, very psychic. And it's a way of being out of the control of the subconscious and the mind, or the other part of it is being, absolutely aware of what, like if you're really awakened and you're really aware, then you're not following by rote, by subconscious tweaks and whirls. You're not just following the impulses and the patterns of your past lives and so on. And he was talking for a little while about relationships, and I've been cogitating this all afternoon. And he said relationship, the way human consciousness went, and I was listening to some of my interviews, and C.J. Kallman talks about how the unfoldment of human, of consciousness, unfoldment of huge realms of frequencies brings consciousness into our species, and it's just changing after 26,000 years. But within that 26,000 years, there have been layer after layer after layer of changes and increase in possibility, bringing us now to a time where we're learning to create our reality and to tap consciously those places of shifting old patterns in order to create the reality we want from a much higher frequency level. You see how it works in layers and layers and so on. So Michael, back to Michael Klingerman, who's been over to the Oneness Blessing University in India, Fairmount, and has really gotten awakened after being very resistant, very rich, kind of petulant, apparently. This is how he told the story anyway. And he got into the Diksha thing, which is a hands-on transmission of awakening frequencies or higher frequencies, which really affect your neurons, affect your brain patterns, so the various lobes of your brain can release some of these old trap patterns. But he was saying that the bulk of humanity functions in relationship, and remember, you and I are in relationship this minute, right, as we're talking through global radio around the world. We're in kind of relationship where you're listening and I'm speaking, and sometimes you call in and you're speaking and I'm listening, but that is relationship, and we're interacting with each other with our thoughts and feelings and so on. Anyway, you said that basically the whole consciousness of the species nucleus has been fear. That's been the cohesive thing, and we're learning to get out of that, and that the greater cohesion is, of course, love. We all know that, but the actual physical consciousness that we have glued ourselves together with is sometimes fear, defensiveness, self-isolation, resistance. Have you ever heard of any of those things? Do you use any of those in your life? Betrayal is when we blow each other's patterns out of the water and that the trusts we have don't work. But he said in that particular MO, underneath it all is this contempt not that we're always in contempt of one another, but he said that there's this nucleus of contempt that keeps us defending each other against, defending ourselves against each other, and keeps us kind of criticizing each other. And we're trying to learn in metaphysics to come from love and not be critical, but I've still met an awful lot of very spiritual people who try not to reveal the fact that they're critical. You know, I try to look at myself that way as well, like when I'm afraid, when I'm critical, and so on. And I want us all to look at that, because when you go in there, and we've talked about this from many vantage points all the way through these shows and through my own work and Jackie's work and various other people that we know, a lot of it gets healed by, or changed, yeah, healed, by actually being still, being in your center, and observing. For example, if you, well, let's pick our ugliest feelings. If we have hatred, everybody goes, ah, I never hate anybody. Well, guess what? You do. There's somewhere deep down in you, you've got as much dark as you have light, right? Because that's just the way humans have been constructed. It's a part of our arsenal. So when you absolutely, you feel that kind of thing, or you feel jealous, or you feel afraid, or you feel competitive, or you feel resistance, the only thing you really ought to do about it, instead of reacting in that format, it's really wonderful just to sit in it and let it experience itself. And sometimes, here's another interesting thing. It used to take us a long time in the old days. You go into a process where old patterns of belief and emotion and self and self-esteem would come up, and you'd be dizzy and sweating and falling over, maybe have diarrhea, I don't know, insomnia, a whole bunch of these different physical things, aches and pains, crying uncontrollably and stuff. And this was way back in the 80s and the 90s, and I knew a lot of people, you'd be carrying on just fine. All of a sudden, something would trigger the release from some very deep pockets of reaction that you didn't even know you had, and we called it a process. And it might take 2 to 3 weeks for the thing to go through your body-mind. And as a reader, for me, it was just amazing. It's like my house would be very busy with people calling and doing readings and sending off tapes, taping things, and, you know, it was just a huge amount of action, and then all of a sudden I'd know, uh-oh, because I'd be meditating and calling forth various feelings and trying to stay in the process of evolution. And all of a sudden, there'd be this feeling around my house, and there are people who would be visiting, for example, who didn't believe in any of this stuff, and then they go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. This is really eerie. My phones wouldn't work. My tape machines wouldn't work. No one would call. It would be like a dead space. And I would do this crying, mewling, carrying on thing, lots of baths, lots of workouts, try to deal with being a single parent and to keep my daughter from going bonkers. And it would go on and on and on until suddenly I would get a call. Well, I was pretty diligent, too, like most of my friends who were in this field. I was very diligent, did as much clearing as I could, studied masters and so on, and really tried to work with that. And all of a sudden there'd usually be a call from a great distance for somebody who wanted a session, and they usually were a new client. And there was something in me would go, boing, I knew that it was over. And that person would maybe want a reading in 4 or 5 days, and by the time their reading came on, my book was full again, and off we'd go. It was really interesting, and I was talking to some people about that the other day, and they said, oh, I'd never go through that. I wouldn't want to ever go through that. And I want to say to all of you, the frequencies have moved up. I mean, they've moved up hugely fast. Now when most of us go into process, which we do, it lasts a lot shorter time. It's not so crippling. It can be very crippling. But it usually only lasts a few hours or maybe a couple of days max. It doesn't usually last 3 weeks. Some of us, way before that, before opening up, it would last for a year, 2 years. But it was a year or 2 years of nightmarish change that you couldn't really fathom what was going on inside of yourself. I did not plan to talk about that whole thing, but it's really interesting. If I use that as a microcosmic reality in terms of what these moving frequencies are doing with those of us who are consciously trying to awaken and open up. It's a pretty good thumbnail sketch of comparing between then and these days. And like C.J. Kallman and various other Mayan scholars said, is that the frequencies are moving up at like 20 times the speed by last year. And it's going to keep moving up, and then there's some kind of plateau, and I'm not really trying to be that linear about it. But just looking at the time it took to process awakening versus right now. So when you get lambasted, you can barely function, you're mewling, and you're feeling self-pity and all of those things. Get in there and clear, clear, and more clear. Grab hold of whatever the feelings are that are coming up. Do not deny yourself the privilege of being jealous or hating or competitive. Bring it up. Feel it. Know where it is. Know exactly where it is in your body, which parts of your body get tense or queasy or weakened or whatever. And get at it. Just focus on it and watch it move. And you know what? You're going to feel it, oh, so much faster than you used to. And I really believe that, well, for example, the Diksha, which is only one style of moving the energy. It's a style of putting your hands on your head and passing on awakening transmissions. And it literally has a quantifiable shifting of your brain patterns. Well, we know that in our brain patterns are stored a lot of the subconscious things, our physical pain, many of our limitations. And you just go online and look up Diksha and brain patterns and see some pictures. And I'm not preaching go to the Diksha. I am a spiritual explorer and an adventurer and a channel and an intuitive healer and all that. But I'm always taking on the next thing that comes up in my, you know, in this great conveyor belt that provides wonderful opportunities for us to grow. And so that's what I'm exploring right now, and I hope you'll find things to explore yourself so that you don't get cornered and you realize that clearing is probably 98% of the job. My guides said 95, now they're saying 98, and I'm like, whew, as the energies speed up, you want to grab hold of whatever you can and dump it so that what's really spiraling deep down inside of you, this amazing, self-fulfilling light of expression, divinity, just gets a chance to pick up speed and radiate out into the world, because we're radiating by design. Hot diggity! So I like to start with a meditation, so you and I are in community, vibrational community together. We get a chance to grow together this way. And let me see. I've been doing the sacred geometric meditation. We'll do it again, but I might change it next week. Let's do it again tonight, and then I would love you to call in and tell me how your process is, and how are you growing, and how's your identity handling it? Sometimes the identity sort of fits like a suit of clothes that you're growing out of, doesn't it? It's old and shabby sometimes. Not always, you know. So let's just talk about that sort of thing. Let's learn some healing techniques. Let's keep a sense of humor and like that. So close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. And you know what I like to do also? I always do this quietly. So let's call in the presence. Let's feel ourselves surrounded by the most amazing beings, realms and realms of consciousness. All of us. Right. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And most of you know this one. You drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. Good. And maybe 30 or 40 or 50 feet out from your waist. That can be, we're not coming around with a measuring tape and checking out your dimensions here, your dimensional dimensions. And then upside down, another golden pyramid, and the points of that pyramid at the pyramid base, the two bases meet point to point, and then the pointy bit sticks into the lower golden ball. Good. And now inside of that, which is an octahedron, you have an eight-sided structure. And inside of that, you've got a crystal ball, and the crystal ball has all kinds of beautiful shades of light. And you're inside that in a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David, in essence. And it starts to spin and spin and spin. So there you are, spinning and spinning and spinning in your sacred geometric structure. And in front of you, you see these magical screens. And you're going to be the filmmaker, and you're going to put a film of yourself in the first screen, becoming what it is you want to become. Excellent. And what I want to be is multidimensional, consciously multidimensional. You know, seeing the ETs, seeing how we can shift from dimension to dimension, feeling, knowing what it's like to be in different dimensions, to experience my higher self and perhaps your higher self, and just be facile on these. What is it you want to be? And I just see and feel myself doing that and being able to do that. And whatever you want to be, fine. And when you get to that point where you feel in your movie you're getting there, good. Let's just wrap that in light and let that stew over on the side there. Move it to the left or the right, doesn't matter. And then we create the second movie, and the second movie is, I'm not sure, I always say I want to do TV, but, you know, there's been so many glitches and doodah, I'm just going to sort of put myself in some presentation mode that's fun, lively, that serves people, that interacts with the world. That's right. And it interacts through light, sound, color, love, fascination. Good. And all the resources come together to help me create this. All the resources that I need, that my project needs. And I'm beginning to put a caveat on it. If Spirit wants me to do it differently, I'm up for that. And then to see all the resources coming to sustain this project, however that looks. Good. And what's yours? Let's wrap this in light. And now present the Galactic Healing Center. In the Galactic Healing Center, we have our healing team, the invisible beings from your wonderful, wonderful coalescence of beings that work with you. And they stand around this beautiful, pristine table, healing table. And the first person on the table is you, or in my case, is me. I lay on that table. Now, perhaps you have something you want to ask them about. And perhaps you just want them to tell you what it would be good to work on. So interesting. Sometimes they tell you things that you want to jot down. I'm getting some of that right now. I may not share it with you today, maybe another day. I'm paying attention, and I feel, what do you feel when they tell you something? And then they're working on your body, mind. Mm-hmm. And allow yourself to feel that. Notice the motion going through your body or around your body. Good. And now when you feel like they're really active with you, wrap yourself in light. And move that table that you're on over to the side so you can stew away there. And then the team replicates themselves around a fresh table. And you bring in someone who needs help. I see a wonderful woman. She's in another country, and she's having heart surgery next week. And she's gone through a tremendous amount of loss. And a kind of an enigmatic loss. She's not really sure which way to think. And there's a man who's on the other side that she misses, who's around her. And it's interesting because she would like to just transit because she misses him. And he's trying to, it's really sweet for me that he's sitting right beside her while she's in the hospital, coaching her and saying, you know what, you're needed here for a while. It's not like she's having a near death, but in a way it is, because he's sitting beside her saying, you know, you're needed here for a while, and you're going to learn so much about love, and I'll be there with you the whole time, and then I'll be with you when you come through. And I thought that was a rather interesting message that I get to relay to her. It's also interesting to me because it's different than I expect it to be. So there she is, learning about love, and I know that the team can help her to open her heart, which is where she's going to have surgery, and really help her to not just change her physical, but to make it a portal for the higher frequencies of love that she's going to embody. And she seems to, I don't know what's happening over there, but she seems to be just smiling. So she's catching on to something. She's catching the wave. We wrap that in light and let her be cosseted by such a feeling. And now let's bring in the fresh team, because remember, they replicate themselves, and bring in another person. Good. All right, this person is another one who's going, she's got a heart condition, and she's got a lot of, she's a recent widow, and a lot of her family members, her family in-laws are contesting her husband's will. And that's really trashing her physical. But she's very, very strong and very spiritual. So we're asking for them to help her sustain her faith. Good. And they're surrounding her and they're filling her chest with light and protection. It's almost like they want to massage her heart and really build her her light, so that she can offset the demanding frequencies of someone who wants something from her. You know how you can kind of build up a buffer of light? That's what they're doing with her, building up her aura that she can sustain her health, even though there's an onslaught. And boy, that's something for us all to learn, isn't it? Yeah, and she is feeling loved, so that's very important. Now we move this one aside. Now let's bring in the, I call it the political one. Let's bring in a fresh table and the healing team. But this time we want to add all these realms and realms of consciousness that go way out into the universe. Realms and realms. We talked about it at the beginning, kind of holographic images, which means there's a lot of dynamic. Oh, it was before I came on the air. A lot of dynamic tumultuousness. It's not just simply one, like layer after layer of consciousnesses. It's these amazing multidimensional swashbuckling frequencies going on around. So let's have those surround the political situation. And all kinds of systems are coming apart, and the amount of corruption that's being shown, all this prostitution in Colombia that the Secret Service and various other people were involved in. It's just another level of what the truth being shown about how power is being misused around the world. But it's just so open now. And Bob, who's so smart, and he does follow all the news, which I don't, but he says the fellow who did WikiLeaks is going to have his own TV show. That's pretty interesting stuff. So we got ourselves a nice professional. The olden days, it was Rona Barrett who used to talk about gossip and so on. This is a different kind of gossip, isn't it? Somebody who's actually doing revelations on television. That sounds very good to me. So let's see on that big table all these different politicos. And let's see that light coming through that is the light of honesty and truth. And it's coming down through your head and through your heart and out your arms and out your hands, and we're having that light move up through all these beings who are in the political world, absolutely flooding them so that their awareness of their own need to clear, their awareness of their own deceptions could be enlightened or could be brought up. We don't have to eradicate them. We just want them to awaken, awaken, wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Let's just flood them all with these lights and surround them with light That's right. And then I want you to take light and send it all around the world, patting parts of the world with light on your hands, patting parts of the world that you know are bruised, are hurting with illness, with the tragedies of oil spills and eco problems and greed and economic despair and goodness, all the things that have been going on. We heard today that some of the avatars are actually doling out a certain amount of human suffering through the people who are seeking awakening so they can, back to processing, so they can process that and try to sort of skim off the top some of the tremendous pain from suffering that's going on all over the world. I kind of like that image. So let's just send it round and round and round the world, this beautiful transformative light frequency. I see white, yellow, purple, green, turquoise, pink, salmon pink, all around our planet, softening and easing the egregious behavior of many people who are not awake but have a lot of power. Just soften their brain so they can accept. Maybe we'll say we'll send them some Diksha. Round and round and round the planet and in through your hands, your arms, your heart, up through your head. And then back out into the great central sun, or perhaps way out into the rambunctious dynamic universe, where it can restore itself with all kinds of new frequencies. And now let's close, come back into the Galactic Healing Center, close it off in gratitude, and pop into your star tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And now you come into the room with me here. I'm so glad to talk to you today. How are you doing? Are you in any kind of a process? What's up in your world? I'll give you the numbers here. Please do call in and let's chat. It's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to talk to you. I work with a wonderful group of guides and angels, and I'd like to see you intuitively. I want us all to grow and to awaken. Now, I notice we've been talking for the last couple of weeks, maybe months off and on, about things like belief. And I keep dropping into the same exercise, which I want to do again, which is about, you know, the old line, who do you think you are? Well, you know what? That's a really good question. Who do you think you are? And is that an old belief about yourself? Is that a current, up-to-date kind of picture of who you are? Let's just take a minute and go inside and ask yourself, who do I think I am? Let's list a whole bunch of attributes. How are you defined? Who defines you? Are you tall? Are you short? Are you fat? Are you thin? Are you poor? Are you rich? Are you beautiful? Are you homely? Are you handsome? Are you gifted? Are you egocentric? Oh, goody, you're on the air. Well, you guys keep mounting up lists and lists and lists of ways that you see yourself, and I'll talk to our first caller. Good evening.
Hi, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so, like, in tune with what you're talking about, this whole process of change.
Oh, good. Do you have a question? You look really good tonight.
Oh, well, good. That's good to know. Been having a huge over my life past a few months. And
part of the,
kind of,
can you walk around with your phone? Because your phone keeps bopping out.
Oh, yeah. Another interesting thing that started happening. Is this better?
A little bit better, yeah.
I'll try to make it quick since my phone is acting up. I was just wondering if you can see, I'd want to say my life moving forward, but career mostly moving forward soon.
Are you without a job?
Yes.
Okay. You know, we were talking at the beginning about all the clearing and the processes. Did you hear all that?
Yes.
Well, I just want to say that you look like you have done some tremendous clearing, and you're getting sort of more full in your vibrational self. The vibrational self that you're putting forward is much richer, fuller, and more vital than before. And you look like you're going to change direction in your career, and there's a job coming through some fellow that you know. I think it's not through just an agency. Does that make sense?
I've heard this from another intuitive before, and I've fought it for so long, but at this point I'm open to a change, but I have no idea in which direction I'm going.
What was your job before, honey?
I'm involved in theater, and I actually love it a lot, so it's been hard for me to, like, even think about letting go of what I know, but...
Have you ever done fundraising or, do you do directing and acting? Is that what you do?
Yeah. And writing.
But I think you have a new, like, an aspect of theater that is business-based coming up, and you won't do it full-time, but it'll put, a little stake in the ground for you, if that makes sense.
Do you see this happening soon?
I do, actually. I want to say it's like you turn in a different direction, not away from theater, but a whole different aspect of being in theater. It's more like the business, and I see it happening soon, but it's almost like you have to be pried loose to... you're scared right now, aren't you? Hello? I can't hear you, Leslie. Okay, I'm assuming you can hear me. It's almost like you've been pried loose from a way to see yourself in theater. Let's go back into the identity thing. You have a terrific number of untapped aspects. You're a wildly creative woman. You have a kind of a grounded aspect to yourself as well, so you're disciplined. And I'm saying, I want you to write up all the descriptions you have of yourself and hand them over to Spirit, and then let the new, some new ideas are going to come to you. I have another caller. I don't know if it's you calling again or another caller, so hang on a sec while I find this person. You're on the air. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Who have I got?
Hi, my name's Deb.
Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say goodbye to Leslie because we didn't finish, so if you'll just hang on a sec, okay?
Certainly.
And Leslie, I don't know if you can hear me anymore, but what I'm saying is it should happen over the next, I would say, week or so. That's what I'm seeing. And it's because you allowed yourself to release your identity and move in a different direction. You'll pop up and you'll perceive it, and somebody you meet seems to grab you and say, come on here, let's try this. And you'll say, it's not my thing, but it will be, because it rounds out what you know about theater and helps you plug yourself in differently. So now we're going to move to Deb, and I hope that, Leslie, you'll let us know what's going on. So you got some questions, girl. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've really been trying to get a firmer grasp on my spiritual side lately and grow and learn. And seems the more that I feel I'm learning, that I keep getting sort of these knocked back feelings. And I feel like I'm sort of going through a process, as you were saying earlier, and I'm just feeling such conflict between my, you know, job that pays the bills and my spirituality. And I just don't know. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, let's take a look at your meditation. What is your meditation?
I journey.
Oh, good.
A bit.
That's nice. Shaman kind of stuff?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been doing that?
Actually, knowing that's what it is and having some structure to it, just a few weeks. Apparently, I've been doing it all my life but didn't realize it, so I didn't have as much benefit from it as I could.
Okay, and what's the job you have?
I'm an attorney.
Oh, wow, good for you. Hang on here. Well, that's a very powerful thing to be, especially if you're going to bring consciousness to it. Hey? I mean, you could change the world, girl. just a sec here. It's funny because there's something about the work, the spiritual work you're doing, and here's something. There's sort of a drive you have that you need to release in terms of your spirituality, because things are going to start flushing up in you, meaning all of a sudden you're going to see avenues, a little bit like the woman before you, Leslie, that you're going to start seeing some avenues for actually innovating a new style of what it is you're doing. And you're going to bring in your shamanic, your journeying, and so on when you're working with clients. I don't know how you're going to do it, but it's something to do with legal work and different dimensions all at the same time. But it's going to be your own style. Yeah, it's going to be your own style, and I don't think anybody else is doing that right now. I mean, I don't know everybody on the planet yet. Gosh knows, right?
Not you working on it, huh? That's why I got involved to help people, but then the frustration over time and years where I realized that it's so many, I don't know, people with such a sense of entitlement. And I want to help people who really need help. And you know what I mean? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but I see you breaking free and doing a freelance kind of thing that is so darn it innovative. And spirit is, I mean, you may be frustrated about your spiritual journey, but you're going to get some amazing infusions. I don't know if you heard this section. We're talking about these absolutely amazing downloads that are going on with higher frequency energy. But you're somebody, what's your age? Can I ask your age?
Yeah, I'm 54.
Okay. You're somebody who is primed to all of a sudden, I want to say reload your consciousness in such a way as all that stuff is woven together. And I would say it's through 2012, 2013. And
okay.
You look like you're doing some very, very powerful freelance counseling work, and you're going to love it. And you'll take your... Yeah, and you know what? None of us is alone in this planet. If we really feel lonely, it's because we're looking for our path, really, or the next step of the path. But I see the guidance around you getting brighter and brighter as we talk, which tells me, hey, this is the stuff you were meant to do. And you really are.
Oh.
You're a beautiful, beautiful soul. And you're tired. You're sort of fed up. So surrender, sweetie. Surrender.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
I loved your call because it heartens me, because so many systems are coming apart. And I see intuitively that there's all these wonderful things growing up, but we don't know what they are yet because they're certainly not going to hit mainstream media right now. Hey?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've just given us a glimpse about something that could be, and it's lovely, and you'll love it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so encouraged.
Yeah, so you better just check back in a while later and let us know, huh?
Definitely will. I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Deb.
All right. Take care.
All right. So that was very exciting to me because I really do see this, like, all around the world, these little bubbles of innovation underneath the dissembling systems, you know, the economic system, the integrity of our politics and the election and the hoodly-hoo. And I'm getting hate literature about how Obama caused all these problems. And I'm not going to preach pro or con Obama, but I'm saying that the spin literally leaves us spun and we don't have a clue who has any power at all, because it seems like subterfuge is the foundation for a lot of it, or greed, or whatever. So, oh, goody, you're on the air. Just wait a sec till I finish this thought. Simultaneously, we have new concepts coming up, because humanity is a multidimensional thing. It's got a three-dimensional presentation, and ideas are abundant. And I was listening to an old Bashar interview that we did in 2008 the other night. I listen when I don't quite sleep, and sometimes I doze. And as I woke up, I had asked him, I said, it seems like all these new systems are developing. And he said, the systems are developing. They're coming through your mind. He said, we're helping. And he's representing some extraterrestrial intelligence. He said, we're helping. He said, but you people all have to follow the innovations and make the changes. Don't just sit around and think about it. Make the changes. And I'm going, oh, yay, Deb, you're doing that. And I really believe in it for all of us. So you are on the air, and I bet you've got something to add. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very nervous, but I'm good.
Oh, you don't have to be nervous about us. We're all in the same community here.
Well, thank you. I have been going through, my process has been going on for, I would say, the last several years, but extremely intensely for the last at least year and a half, where it seems like I get very little reprieve in between, but when I do get the reprieves, they're better as the time progresses. And I guess I just, whatever you could tell me, whatever you see that's going on with me would be helpful.
Okay, what's your first of all, your frequency is moving up. It's wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. It's not as easy yet. What's your first name?
Kay.
Okay. Now, how old are you, Kay?
45.
Okay, I want you let me see. Are you doing any meditation or breathing, yoga, that sort of thing?
I do all that.
Good girl. I really want you to do a lot of breathing because they're showing that your heart, in your whole heart area, you're really processing a ton in the actual heart, and that's a bit hard on you. I don't know how your hormones are, but that's probably a bit fragile too because you need some support and protection there. But I do see you going through at 46. What's your birthday? You don't have to give me the whole thing if you don't want to, but just the date.
My birthday's October 5th.
Oh, okay. Wait a sec. They're showing by about your birthday, headed toward 46, you're going to find yourself becoming much more much more sure of where you're headed and where you're going. This clearing has been tremendous. You must have been very frightened as a little kid, were you?
You know, I have very limited memories of being a kid, and the memories I do have, I'm the youngest of six siblings and came from a loud alcoholic family, and I think I was picked on a lot.
Yeah,
I think
because
I was different.
Yeah.
And I was picked on.
And the reason you're different is because you are a transformer, and you're going to be able to make some presentations on that. And you might wait till you're probably in your late 40s and then on past your 50s, you know. You're going to be presenting. Do you teach or anything right now?
No, I'm a massage therapist right now.
Oh, perfect. But, honey, I think you're going to keep working on the massage. Are you able to massage while you're in process? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, occasionally I have to take some downtime, and I just take time off. And when I take time off, I hide and I eat is what I do, and I just completely shut down.
Oh, you little
and
Libra!
And when I'm
you.
Doing,
I said, "Oh, you little Libra, you."
And then when I come out, I feel fine, and actually, I'm just coming out. It's like I retreat and hide in my house. And I don't know what I'm afraid of. I'm not for sure what I'm afraid of, but or what I'm hiding from. But
do you ever go out on a walk in nature? I don't mean you have to be hiking at the top of the mountain or anything.
Yeah, as a kid, that's where I got my best. As a kid, I lived in the woods.
Oh yeah, because whilst you're talking about it, I'm going, gosh, I just want to come running down and grab your hand. And we're going to go out where there's sort of soft wind and trees, and that would be better than holding up and eating because there's a problem. The biggest problem is, and I'm not thinking about weight or any of that stuff, the biggest problem is closing the fields in and tucking them back into space. into, you know, inside yourself. What you want to do is get them out, because there's a huge transformation that wants to blow its way out of your system. And you want that. You do. I can tell. Way down deep, that's why you were born. Hmm?
What's that?
I said, that's what you were born for. That's what you're here for, 2012 and beyond.
What is a transformer? You said I was a transformer. What is that? That's a term I'm not familiar with.
That's somebody who can't stay safe and belong in that normal, conventional way of being. Somebody who breaks the mold, breaks out of the belief structures and the identity structures and so on that you bought into, and she can't. Her system will break apart. She'll scream and cry. She'll get sick. She'll go crazy. That's what I'm like, you know. And then as a transformer, what happens is your frequency moves up, and wherever you are with people, you radiate uplifting stuff in such a way that people catch the wave, and they start to move and change too. So you're somebody whose presence can be an agent of change. You're not as wildly disruptive as some people, but you probably want to hide and eat, because you don't want your frequencies out there having to be so interactive with other people. So I'm saying get out there and interact with the trees, but if you hole up too hard, like I already said, it tamps down those frequencies that are trying to spiral their way up and transform and become healed, if you will, or evolved, you know. You're somebody who was very afraid as a little kid. Even as we talk, there's a fear thing coming up in you that's moving on, and I'm going, oh, you're less afraid than you were at the beginning, and you're less nervous than you were at the beginning of this discussion. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right, yeah. But
yeah, I like
sitting
to be right.
Kind of tense as you're talking, too. I don't know why.
Well, you probably should be, because we're looking at you and we're expressing in global radio that you're not able to hide. You have to get your energies moving and moving and then serve with them. And that little inner part of you is going, I don't know. But you see, and you do know. If I say you're a transformer, you're meant to touch and help people. You're meant to touch them with your words later. You probably would know that at some level. There's also a part of you saying, get lost, I'm not doing that. You see? But you know that deep down in your psyche, you're not meant to be just normal and get the gold watch and establish yourself. You're not meant like that, are you?
No, and I do know that. I do know that I'm different, and I've always wanted to just blend and be like everybody, hide, because I don't want people to, because I think as a kid I was picked on for being different, so I thought, well, I'll just like conform and act like you, my family, so you'll like me. And now I'm trying to get that part of myself back that I've hid from myself, I guess.
But it's so interesting, because if you say, and this is for everybody at home as well, if you say, I'll just hide, or I'll just blend in with my family so nobody will hurt me, and I'll just hide, you and I know then we have given our journey to their consciousness, to that kind of, you know, they're not bad people, but we've given our journey to them to keep safe. But you're not here for that. You're an artist. You're a transformer. You're someone who has to make a difference. And honey, guess what? You're just about at the right age to really start to emerge. And that's why you're shaking and kicking up inside. You know?
Well, thank you. Do you have any suggestions of where I should go career wise? Because I feel like I'm at a pivotal, like a breakthrough, but I don't know where I'm breaking through to.
Do you have a university degree?
I do not. No, just a high school diploma and then the massage therapy. I waitressed and bartended up until I became a massage therapist.
Well, massage is really good for you, but you're going to teach some. I would take some kind of healing course, mostly for certification, because I think that even if you don't take one, healing is going to come through you with a new level, which often happens if you're doing things like massage. It'll start to trigger an awakening of different things. But I would take an energy course or something that relates physiology to, like, body talk or something that relates physiology to locked-in emotions and stuff, because I see down the road you're going, and you want the certification. You want somebody to see that you've got a paper so you can be innovative. And then down the road, and I know there's somebody online, we'll get to you in a minute. Thank you for waiting. And down the road, I see you teaching, talking, encouraging people, and absolutely loving it. And I feel like taking a certification. Go look into some healing courses. And unfortunately, I have to go because I want to say goodbye to this person before we get hooked off stage.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate your time.
You know what?
Thanks a lot. And I love your meditations.
Thank you, honey. Thank you for tuning in, and keep in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello, hello.
Cut off.
Oh, I'm glad you tuned back in because you only have a couple of minutes, so it's perfect timing.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to be able to get back in. But I did hear what you said, so thank you.
Do you have anything else to ask?
Oh, well, you said something about how I'm being pried away from what I know. And I just was wondering, trying to make it as quick as possible, exactly where am I being pushed to so that perhaps I can help this whole process?
Yeah, I'm saying to you to write out, I think what we said was to write out what your attachments are in theater, and then let go and listen, because what's going to come is a different point of view and where you should work in theater. And I think it's in the business thing. And I see you saying, are you kidding? That's not me. And I'm saying, yeah, it is. It's just a part of you. And it would work really well for you. Some guy is going to bring it to you. So I'm saying pride away means you have all these beliefs about yourself and what you really belong in. And it's going to be switched around for you. And that'll help you. And it'll just flush out some of the misgivings, and it'll flesh out aspects of work in the theater. And I'm going to have to go here, sweetie, and I hope you will let
us
know what happened. Keep a sense of humor, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good night, honey. Night, Leslie. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying stay tuned to the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti in ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And she's talking tonight about being people who are very discouraged. I don't have it in front of me, but she's talking about people going through frustrations and discouragement, and I'm sure it's all about process as well. So if you can, stay tuned, and her team comes on about halfway through, and she channels them, and they're really very insightful and very loving. So is Jackie. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying, for those of you who listen to Paradigm Shifters, next week, Tuesday at 8 o'clock is going to be Michael Klingerman that I mentioned earlier in the show, and he's a really interesting man who has studied the whole Diksha Oneness Blessing phenomenon. He's a techie wizard and all that, and awakened. I think you find him real interesting. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and I'd love it if you have feedback on this show. Or even if you have questions on Jackie's show, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And also, I do wonderful sessions that are my guides and angels. If you'd like to book, email me. You've got my address. All right. Thank you very much. Take a deep breath. And send blessings out to one another in our community. Good night, everyone.